Just getting better. I mean, just taking it one play at a time, looking at mistakes and fixing them from week to week. You know, we don't have to get exponentially better. We just have to take one step at a time, and each week, each player get a little bit better at a time, and by the end of the year, we'll be where we want to be. With the coverages we're seeing with everyone rolling over top B, it's opened up some other lanes in the running game and the other receiver. So other guys have to pick it up, and they're going to for us. Giving up some points early on, as of late, played a little bit better. Well-coached. Munchak does a good job down there. Defensive corner mixes it up. They're going to take away the deep threat. They're going to take away your number one option. So we've got to be ready to go to number two and three and get the running game going. Yeah, I have a comfort level with him. So when he's out there, I know he's going to get open. If he's one-on-one, he knows where he's supposed to be. It's nice having him back out there, and hopefully we can get him more and more involved, whether it's in the slot or outside. Yeah. Awful. Yeah, I mean, we see more second and tens than probably anybody in the league, second and eight plus at least. So it's tough. We've talked about it, getting off to a better start on first down, whether it's run or pass, because third and six, seven, eight is hard. And second and ten is hard to call a game second and ten too. If you call a run and you don't get five plus, you're sitting in third and long. And if you pass and it's incomplete, then you're third and 10. So it's tough to do it like that. We've found ways to manage it, but facing some better teams down the stretch, and we're going to have to get better at it. I think this team, we talked about it being a young offense and everyone kind of coming together. It takes us a little bit longer to make adjustments in games and get everything straightened out. And it's goes along with first down of just going out there and having successful plays on first down. So we've got to get better early on in the first half, and that counts for the first part of drives too, first down, second down. We're not going to make a living coming back in the fourth quarter and trying to convert third and longs. Didn't say it was. Never said it was. We could be playing this type of ball in December. I don't know. I can't tell the future. All I know is offensively we're going to try to get better. I'm going to try to get better each week and each day. And I know the guys that we have in that room are going to try to get better. I believe in our coaches and the system we have, and they're going to do the best possible job they can to put us in situations to be successful. It takes a lot of pressure off us. I mean, we can just go out there and play. We know that even though we might be struggling in the first half or through three quarters, that our defense is going to keep us tied. And eventually, if we get it figured out, we're going to be right where we want to be at the end of the game. I think I said earlier, in maybe in training camp or something, I didn't think Matt was going to get the touches that he got last year. It's just there's not enough balls to go around. I think we want to keep him fresher than he was last year towards the end of the year. That's why we put Bushy in there. And with the receivers we have, there's a lot of balls to go around there. So Matt's not going to get the receptions that he had last year. I think that's just how it's going to be this year. I mean, obviously we want to get the ball to Matt as much as possible, especially with all the two high we're seeing. We need to get him going a little bit more.